Today's episode is supported by Morgan Stanley, who helped First Solar raise capital to expand into new markets. Now regions from Chile to rural India have access to clean, renewable energy. Capital creates light in new places. More at morganstanley.com/firstsolar. Morgan Stanley & Co. LLC member SIPC.
The annual tech event to close out all tech events is happening right now, the Consumer Electronics Show. We're going to Vegas.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. So I don't know if you're aware of this, but right now it's the tech world's prom, one of the biggest balls of the year, at least. The Consumer Electronics Show, CES, if you're up on the tech slang, is going on this week as we speak. And on the scene in Las Vegas is the Journal's very own Tim Higgins, here to talk about the biggest trends emerging. Welcome, Tim.
Hey.
There's so much to get into, so little time. Let's talk about the biggest trends emerging, though. Let's go to the big one first. Cars, self-driving cars, and making all the news in that space was Faraday, one of the emerging rivals to Tesla. Can you explain to our listeners what exactly happened? It's kind of notable.
Yeah, Faraday was one of the big things to occur yesterday here in Vegas. They revealed their production intent vehicle that they say will be ready to begin assembly in 2018 and hit the markets. They had this big event, and they revealed this car. They essentially had a drag race on stage showing if they could go faster than a Tesla Model S and a Ferrari and stuff like that. But one of the highlights of the car is its ability, they say, to park itself. They brought the car up on stage. A surprise visitor was in it. It turned out their big investor from China was there. He hops out, and they make a big effort to show that the car can then drive off without him. And they go to push the button, and however, the car doesn't move. And, kind of embarrassment, ensues, and the crowd, becomes restless, and then they kind of try to move on as if it didn't happen. They had to come back later in the evening and try it again. It did work that time, but nevertheless, it's we're talking about a premium luxury car, and one of the big tests they failed on stage in front of everybody.
Wow. You definitely don't want to make that kind of news. Let's shift gears for a second here. What I like, and this is a little bit different, is the Internet of Health. These web-connected gadgets are becoming a bigger part of the show, apparently. Hardware makers are focusing more on health. Fitbit is a common wearable device we all know. What's going on in that space right now?
Yeah, well, I mean, the CES has been known for a very long time for its, and it still is in a lot of ways, for all the crazy gadgets you'll see on the show floor, the next a toothbrush that has Wi-Fi connectivity or whatever. I mean, those things still exist, but in we're seeing kind of a new trend of more of the practical and in health area, the idea of trying to connect, this advancement in technology and in these needs in the health market, and in particular in wearables, there's this seen as kind of a way to get into that. And as a research firm expects usage of wearable devices to kind of grow 25% this year after being down. So there's seen potential in there with things like fitness trackers, such as the Fitbit, which see potential to kind of be in that space and carve out a niche.
Mm-hmm. And with all the hacking that went on last year, security is on a lot of people's mind. I understand there were some developments in tech that made their way to CES.
Yeah, definitely security is on top of mind in the past few months. We're talking, the central role with routers that can do more and can prevent those breaches in the homes. So we're expecting these kind of devices that can block hackers and provide privacy to people using these things to be on display.
And the virtual assistant craze, I suspect, isn't going anywhere anytime soon. Can we see more of Alexa and her friends from other companies in devices soon?
Well, in a lot of ways, Alexa is maybe the belle of the ball right behind automotive this year. I don't feel like I can turn around without hearing about another company saying they're putting Alexa in their device. Mm-hmm. I mean, General Electric, for example, is displaying a table lamp embedded with Alexa. And you can imagine where it goes from there. She's definitely around. And it really comes, a year or so after the kind of the emergence of this idea of the craze over the ability to use this artificial intelligence kind of virtual assistant to help in day-to-day functions. It's really just the beginning. Industries are expecting that this is going to just continue. whether it's in the car space or the home space, and it's just all connecting, and these kind of gadgets or this kind of system will help the user interface kind of tap into that ability.
We are on the scene at the annual CES event in Las Vegas. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Today's episode is supported by Morgan Stanley, who helped First Solar raise capital to expand into new markets. Now regions from the Atacama Desert in Chile to rural India have access to clean, renewable energy. First Solar is enabling a world powered by reliable and affordable solar electricity. Global business. It's something to see. Capital creates light in new places. More at morganstanley.com/firstsolar. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Thanks for listening, everyone. So, Tim, you mentioned, you know, it's sort of neck and neck between cars and Alexa. Is there anything else that's sort of buzzing in the air over there? Is there something commanding the most attention?
Well, I think it's the automotive space. The last couple of years, we've seen really the emergence of the self-driving car as a technology that seemed more feasible than it had in the past.
Right.
And a lot of the demonstrations. This year, the tone is a little bit different rather than, hey, this is something that's possible. It's essentially the race to say when you're going to do it. We're seeing a lot of automakers here giving, or suppliers giving demonstrations about stuff that they say is going to be on the road in the near future. A little bit of the same flavor of the year past, but more seriousness in the tone of these executives as they talk about what is on the horizon.
Tim Higgins, thank you so much for the time.
Thanks.
Thanks again to Tim Higgins for joining us live at the scene from CES in Las Vegas, Nevada. We'll have more on this as more rolls out. It's happening all this week. That wraps up the tech news briefing for now. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.